Guest this afternoon is the secretary of Sutton Juniors FC. Yeah, they play in the local league, all the kids down there, and they've got some very interesting news, because at the moment Sutton Juniors are in consultation to have an agreed deal in principle to buy the land within the village. And on the line is Dan Akrig, who is the secretary of Sutton. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Steve. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much indeed for speaking to us on Drystone. Well, Dan, I don't really know much about it, so can you just tell us what's actually happening?
Yeah, of course I can. Sutton, the club, have been around about a while in the community. They started out in about 1998.
Okay.
And the teams have kind of, I think originally started off as a sort of under seven side. And over the sort of years, the community's kind of grown and there's been lots more interest in the club.
Yeah.
Not just locally within the village, but equally villages surrounding it. So we've kind of been a sort of little bit of a victim of our own success. And the
yeah.
club's got a bit bigger. We've around about 20 teams now at the club.
That many?
We take them through. Yeah, we take them through from under fives all the way through. And we've now got open age teams and even got veteran teams as well. So
excellent.
So in terms of where we've got to, kind of we've kind of had to lean on the generosity of sort of the local facilities such as South Craven and Closman School and other places.
Yeah.
But equally, it's getting to the tipping point now where we're quite deeply allowed for the expansion to continue.
Right.
But equally, we've got to get the right facilities in for the kids.
So what is the next step? Of course, it seems like you've outgrown the facilities that you've got. What are the plans? What are you hoping to achieve?
Yeah, well, obviously, because it's been such community-driven and there's been such sort of support from the village committee, the local community, and we want to keep it within the bounds of Sutton. That's where its foundations were drawn.
Yeah.
But trying to find land that's suitable and within budget that's suitable in an area that's been quite as heavily developed has been quite a challenge.
Yes.
So we were lucky enough that we've managed to secure a piece of land, and we're now basically having to work through what that looks like in terms of funding, making sure we can support it, making sure that we can support the community moving forward.
Because I'm going to say, Dan, you know, something, a project like this, it's going to cost a lot of money, isn't it?
It certainly is. We've been saving for quite some time. So thankfully, you know, the local community and the local companies have been very good at sort of donating where they can, what they can.
Yeah.
So we've been able to raise some funds. What we're looking to do now is we've got around about 6 months, we've got a real drive on our hands to actually get sort of the final over-the-line hurdles.
Okay.
So we've set ourselves a target of £25,000 to kind of secure that future for Sutton. And we've just sort of set off on our campaign, really. So we've developed this concept called SJFC Legacy.
Okay.
And the idea is local individuals or local businesses can either donate or partake in sort of sponsorship deals that kind of help secure that future for us. So it's ambitious and timescales are quite challenging, but hopefully with everybody's help we can kind of rally through.
Yeah. Well, you've got the land in principle. The land is there.
Yes, that's correct.
But how much do you see it costing overall to create the facilities of the future for Sutton?
Absolutely. The real challenge around any grassroots football isn't necessarily the facilities and getting the drainage and the pitches and stuff.
Yeah.
You get a lot of support from some national grant agencies like Sports England and Grassroots Football.
Of course, yeah.
The hurdle is actually getting that first foot on the ladder, if I can describe it like that. It's almost like owning your own home.
Yeah.
Until you've actually got it, they can't really invest any money because there's too much risk on their side.
Right.
So what we're looking to do, once we get the land, the doors open for us, but it's getting past that first hurdle.
So it's all the red tape and bureaucracy that comes beforehand, which is really the hurdle.
Yeah, we've got a lot to work through, but obviously, I mean, we've got a lot of volunteers at the club, which is fantastic to see. And there's quite a lot going on sort of behind the scenes at the minute, just making sure we've got all our legal structures and status.
Have you managed to get the support of the councillors and the local and the MP and everything like that?
Craven District Council have been excellent. They're helping us through some of the sort of understanding around what we need to achieve. I have to say the County FA also has been really helpful.
Brilliant.
Obviously, you know, everybody wants us to succeed. It's the idea for me personally is trying to, you know, if I move on from Sutton and other people and other volunteers move on from Sutton,
yeah,
kind of driving past in 10 years' time and seeing that you kind of helped contribute towards starting.
That you were part of a legacy.
Yeah, absolutely.
In many ways. Because, like to say, you know, Sutton started off, like you were telling us, with one team. Now you've got 20. It seems like there's kind of some kind of academy being built in Sutton.
I think it's just the spirit of the way that the kids want to play football. We deliberately position it that it's no-pressure football, but we want them to have fun and enjoy themselves.
Of course.
And that kind of attracts people more and more and more. And we see a big part of the future for Sutton. I don't know if you've been to Sutton Village.
I have, yes.
There's a fantastic little park in Sutton Village that's like a massive sort of advertisement for the club. So you go down on a Friday and a Saturday night, and you see our little ones playing in the yellow strips, doing the training with the balls. And a lot of parents go down to that park and they see, you know, their kids, and they want to be part of it. So I think it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy that we've kind of always got those young kids coming through.
Yeah. I think we seem to forget that it's not all about the football. It's about building people as well, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they get a lot of life skills from it. I actually joined the club as a parent, as you do.
Yeah.
And you kind of get more sort of drawn in and drawn in. But for me, to see my child go through, Matthew, he's been with the club now 4 or 5 years, and he's been with his teammates, not necessarily his schoolmates, but his teammates throughout. So, you know, you're getting a lot of that kind of life skills into the kids.
Fantastic. Well, if people want to get involved, Dan, how's the best way of contacting you guys or showing support for the Sutton legacy, hopefully?
Yeah, absolutely. Shamelessly, there is suttonjuniors.co.uk website. All the legacy details are on there. Any individual or company that wants to make a contribution to that legacy, all the details on how to contact me are on there. But equally, if anybody doesn't necessarily feel they want to make that kind of donation, they can just make smaller donations. Anything's welcome in terms of getting to our target.
Yeah.
There's links on the website to that too. So suttonjuniors.co.uk.
Excellent.
Appreciate it's a big target, but we've got a lot of ambition, and hopefully we can get the kids there.
Well, it's certainly achievable with all the support that you're getting, hopefully, Dan. And what I'll do, I'll put all the information on our Facebook page, and I'll also put it on the Keighley Kicks as well.
No, really appreciate that.
No problem, Dan. Thanks for talking to us on Drystone Radio.
Thanks, Steve. Have a good evening.
Bye now.
Bye.
Excellent. That's Dan Ackery. He's the secretary of Sutton Juniors FC, trying that legacy, trying to create a fantastic place for kids and adults to go and play football in and around the local community. I'll put all them details, as I said, on our Facebook and on the Keighley Kicks webpage as well, because we are in working together with Keighley Kicks at the moment to promote and embrace local football, so I'll put all the details on there. Lots more music. I'm taking you through till 7.